Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Next week, on November 5th, Duluth artist Adam McCulley opens a new show of paintings at the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. The opening is from 5 to 7 with food and music from Jean LaFond. McCulley is a UW Superior graduate, and he is painting and exhibiting in Minnesota, and he joins us here on Radio Gallery to share his recent work.
My name is Adam McCulley, and I'm a painter. I've lived most of my life in, Duluth, and, I've lived in Minneapolis. I'm a musician also. I play in a punk rock band, as well as making lots of paintings. I went to school at UWS. I got a BFA there in studio arts, where I studied ceramics and painting, and then I went back, because I was a McNair scholar, I went back and got an MA in art history. So a lot of my work now is kind of references or has a lot of art historical imagery or leanings to it. The last 10 years I've probably painted 98% abstractly. I did have a little figurative period, but primarily abstract, lots of grids. I take everything. That's kind of like my shtick, is that I allow my art to include everything, and that's how the art historical references can come in. I use a lot of photo transfers in some of my newer work. All these like classic French figures, if I can find imagery of them, I'll use them in my work in some way to give it like a narrative quality to, the abstract work. And I also make a lot of stripe paintings. So I make a lot of stuff. It's really varied. I get a lot of like references, like when people talk about my work, a lot of people say like it looks like it takes a lot of time, and that's what I'm kind of looking for. Like, I want painting to be difficult for me every time, to like add something new to it. So that's how I create all these layers, and through the years of painting, my process has become more layered. I've become more process oriented, so I do everything myself. I stretch them all. I'm like really into just like the whole process and traditions of painting. Except that I use acrylic paint instead of oils.
Is there a part that you like the most, or is there a part that's the most challenging?
I think starting out is the most challenging, because like everybody who's familiar with like making artwork, there's a point where it's going really badly, and that's usually when it's going really badly for me is when I have to start over, or I have to start like a new body of work.
So you have a new show going up here in the Twin Ports coming up in November. Tell us about what's in that show.
Well, I'm going to have at least two of the grid, paintings. And then I'm working on the new body of work, which I think is really interesting, because it's based off of like three or four colors. And one of the colors I've been using a lot is silver. If I manipulate the silver enough, it looks kind of like smelted lead almost on these panels. And so they're kind of like off, taking a leap off of the grid paintings and kind of assembling them with different pieces of wood. And then I think I'm going to have two large paintings that are down at the James Wegner Gallery right now. And those are primarily stripe paintings. I think I'm going to kind of have like a hard edge feel to the show. It's just important to make work that like a human being can appreciate in like an emotional or an intellectual type of way. In my mind, there is like really no difference between narrative work, figurative work, and abstract work, because I think if it makes you react some way, it makes you think or feel something, then I think art's doing its job.
Again, the work of Adam McCulley going up at the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery for the month of November, with an opening reception November 5th from 5 to 7 p.m. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen and Molly Strife. Music by Willie Murphy, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe. Listen to this episode again at KUMD.org. Just click on Arts. And if you appreciate the arts coverage this program brings to the Northland, send your comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.